Promote Slug at community events all summer long as a member of our marketing team. Head to slugmag.com/opportunities to apply today.
Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwave. My name is Trevor Hale, and I play guitar in a band called Tamerlane. There are a couple other guys in the band with me. I'm not the only one. I have Jack Ford on vocals, Ed Golub on guitar, Oz Yosri plays bass, and Drew Davenport plays drums. What's next for Tamerlane is, right now we're focused on Crucial Fest, which we're playing on September 28th and 29th this year. We are playing on Friday the 28th, and sometime in the afternoon. I'm not sure what the actual time slot is, but I know we're playing earlier in the afternoon. The most recent release that Tamerlane has is an album called Clouds Unfold. You can find it on Spotify and Apple Music, our Bandcamp page. We released it in 2009. We've been working on it off and on between 2007 and 2009, and then finally finished it up. It didn't appear on Spotify until a couple years ago when I finally bit the bullet and decided to put it on there myself. But you can find it on there, or pretty much any streaming site should have it. Or, I mean, if you can dig up our old MySpace page, it might still be there. Well, I doubt it, but you can try. Tamerlane has been around since 2003. I started playing in the band in early 2004. They played a few shows with one guitarist only, and it just felt a little thin from their perspective, so they asked me to start playing, which was probably most out of, I don't want to call it convenience, but I was in two other bands that shared a practice space with them, so my stuff was already there, and I already knew all the songs. So they asked me to start playing. We played pretty consistently from 2004 to 2008-ish. Jake Miller was our first drummer. Aaron Craner was our first bass player. Aaron Craner left around the time that I joined, and we had a guy named Daryl McLaren, who used to play for a band called Pushing Up Daisies. He played for us, and that's kind of when we really hit our stride. We wrote a bunch of songs that we were really happy with, recorded most of them, and then we just kind of stopped for no real reason other than everybody got really busy with everything else, and we never actually finished that Clouds Unfold record. And then we got asked to play around December of 2009 or 10. It was the Sub for Santa show that our friend Blake puts on every year, and they called me to see if I would do it, and I was like, the only way I'm going to do this show is if we go back in and finish that album, because we were so close, and it was almost done, and all we needed were a couple, like, guitar solos, some overdubs, and the vocals. And I was like, if we can finish that and get it put out by December, I'm in. Otherwise, I don't really want to do it. That holding hostage of a show kind of worked out really well, because we were able to get back in and bang out that record and put it out, and then we were all pretty happy with it. And then after that, we just kind of stopped playing again. Everybody kind of lost interest. We started getting asked to play benefit shows that mostly came when a friend of ours had passed away, which was a huge bummer. So our friend Mick Morris passed away. We got asked to play a show with him, for him, with his old band Clear and Trip Hammer. So we did that, and by then Jake had moved on and didn't really want to play anymore, which was fine. He's still a friend of ours, but he just wasn't really feeling the music anymore. So our friend Drew from Idaho filled in. He played, and then our friend Oz Yosri played bass with us, because Daryl at that point was in medical school, so he was doing that. And then we played that show, and then again just kind of dropped off with nothing going on. And then our friend Brad passed away a couple years later. They asked us to play a benefit show for him, and by then Daryl was there with Pushing Up Daisies, and so he played for us as well. We played that show, and then kind of just thought that it was going to be a one-off thing that we do every few years, just get together and play. By that time, Drew had moved down to Salt Lake, and so he was here. And then after that, we just kind of went back to our normal lives. And then our friend Andy, his band Outlet was coming through last year. He really wanted us to play. He really wanted Tamerlane to play. So he, and I've known him for a long time, so he texted me and asked if Tamerlane would play. And I was like, I said, the real guy you got to talk with is Ed. He's kind of the backbone of the whole band. He's the guy that writes the majority of the songs. He's the secondary vocalist. He's literally the most important part. And I didn't know how much interest he had in playing. So I said, here's his phone number. I know you've never met him. Good luck, sir. And a couple of days later, a group text popped up on my phone. It was Jack, me, and Drew, and Oz, and Ed. And Jack just said, we're thinking about playing some shows this year. I said, you know me, I'm all in. So we got together for dinner one night to talk about it. And Ed was in. He was like, I don't want to do this if we're not going to do it. Does that make sense? And I said, "That I feel the same way. It's like, let's get together. Let's actually play some music. Let's not just... The thing that killed us in the first time was we were always just practicing for the next show. Like, we would only, like, we'd play a show, we'd take a few days off, we'd get back, and then we'd already have another show booked that we had to start planning for. So we were like, let's, if we're going to do this, let's play this show, and then we will get together, we'll write some songs, see where that goes. Taking a hiatus really kind of helped us become a little more focused. Like, none of us stopped playing instruments in that time. We were all doing other things. We all had, like, little projects going on here and there. So none of us were keeping our guitars in the closet, what I would like to say. Like, some of that, sometimes a band gets back together and nobody's played their instrument since the last time we had a show, which definitely wasn't the case. So we were all, by the time we got back together and wanted to hit it hard and, like, just make sure that we were all on the same page, it didn't affect our sound in any great way other than the fact that, like, we were all slightly better musicians. Getting back together was just kind of like, as soon as we started playing the old songs, they all came back immediately. It was just kind of like riding a bike, putting on, like, a nice shirt that fits really well. It was just there. It was just comfortable, and it was easy to do. And then from that point, we were just able to, like, the writing came a lot easier. We had some setbacks with some things since then, but the writing has gotten easier, and it's been fun. The hiatus didn't really affect us too much in any other way that we just didn't see each other for a while. Some of our biggest influences as a band are definitely other bands with the same kind of feel, a little bit like emotional, raw. Bands like Starkweather and Neurosis come to mind immediately. Starkweather has been a huge part of Jack's life and Ed's life for a long time, and I got into them later than I normally would have, but I still really enjoyed them. And also bands like Isis and Cult of Luna are always going to be bands that we go back to every time they put something new out. Sometimes, anytime one of their members comes out with a new record, we're always going to check those out because it's always interesting to us. And those are the kind of things that we strive for. We have always tried to be a little bit different than the other bands that we were put on shows with. I mean, we all obviously grew up in the hardcore scene and the straight edge community and all that. So we were always on shows with bands who were way into, like, mosh heavy parts. And we just wanted to stand out a little bit from that. And so we tried to make things a little bit more, Jack likes to call it emotional. He likes to, like, evoke the emotion of what he's feeling. And he wants to do that through music. And he wants people to feel what we're playing. And so the best way to do that is to go through low, quiet parts, and then work all the way up into those super heavy breakdowns, because we still love heavy breakdowns. They're way fun to play. But we also want to have both sides of the coin. We want to be able to have our cake and eat it too. We want to be able to be the quietly emotional, pretty band, and then at the drop of a hat, be the heaviest band you've ever heard. It's like, it makes us feel good when we can get those two together.
Dark
we're not in a rush to do the next thing. We're going to take our time and do things how we want to do it. And so, yeah, we're just going to go back to Jack's basement and start writing some songs. And it's going to be really fun. And I'm really looking forward to it. Like every band nowadays, we are almost required to have social media presence. And so if you want to find us on there, it's TamerlaneSLC at pretty much anything. At TamerlaneSLC on Instagram, TamerlaneSLC.com, Facebook/TamerlaneSLC. I try to keep things pretty mellow. I always ramp it up right before we're about to play a show or something, or when we're doing something really exciting. Every once in a while, I'll throw little tidbits of like new songs on the Instagram stories or whatever. But we have all those, and we'd love to have you as a follower, as a friend, as a whatever it is called now. I'm not even sure. I can't keep up sometimes, but we have them all. We're on all of them. So if you want to find us, please do. That's where we are. And then again, our next show is on September 28th at Crucial Fest 8. We play Friday. I believe that's the same night as Chelsea Wolfe and Russian Circles. So it's going to be super fun. We're all really excited for it. And yeah, TamerlaneSLC.com. That's where we are. Come find us.
Not sure what to do with your weekend? Slug Mag's digital daily calendar has you covered. Check out our Slug event picks on slugmag.com.